make our prayers for the forgiveness of sins We need to ask for God to forgive us. And the church teaches us that, yes, we are somewhat forgiven. God does forgive us. But we must make satisfaction. We must earn that forgiveness, do that penance. We must do that all. And for many of us, it's 10,000 days here, but 10,000 years in purgatory, making final satisfaction for your sins. And I dare say, as I look out, oh, there you are, don't hide back there. Yes, for you, 20,000. Yes, you know I'm talking to you. 20,000 years, you sinner. But you are here, and it is good. Yes, we are praying for our dearly beloved. They have died from this realm, and they have gone on, and they rest in purgatory, where they are burning off, making satisfaction for the sins they committed here. Oh, it is good, my friends. How many of you have a patron saint you pray to? I pray to Anne to keep me safe, and Elizabeth to give me good baked goods and good dough balls. What saints do you pray to? Saints that watch over you. No saints? What has happened to you? I dare say I know. You've been listening to Luther as I have. Luther has begun to challenge the teachings of the church. He wants to debate about purgatory. Is there such a place in Scripture, he says. He cannot find it, and he is a Bible scholar. Is Christ's forgiveness, is that all sufficient? Is it to the Virgin Mary we should pray? Or is it to Christ himself? Luther, he comes and he teaches many things that are changing the way we worship, I dare say. Changing the way we worship. But for all of you gathered here, those of you that have gathered to pray for your loved ones, I want you to listen to what Luther said. He said, cast off all that entangles you. If it is a sin that seeks to bring you down, if it is devils all around, don't let them trip you up. Don't let them say you are not worthy of God's forgiveness. And keep your eyes focused on the prize. The prize is Jesus Christ himself. Keep your eye on the prize. Throw off all that entangles. Run your race, your eyes fixed firmly on Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed, I dare say. Oh, there's so many people here. It is good to see you. Yes, it is good for business. Oh, Luther stops in my shop and he tells me, oh, all the holidays and the saints and the indulgences, they are all good for business. And I dare say, he is right. But I have taxes to pay. I have expenses. I will give what I can, of course. I will give what I can, what I can afford. But Luther, he reached to us. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Render unto the prince that which belongs to the prince. But render unto God that which belongs to God. I ask you now, what is it you think belongs to God? Now, come now, what is it? Oh, you're right, yes, your time, you owe God your time. And oh, yes, your prayers, yes, and time studying his scripture, yes. Yes, these are things that we owe to God, not for salvation. Luther would take me and he would strike. Well, I love him. Let him stay there. He would strike me, he would strike me if I was teaching you something wrong. And the good baker's lost his train of thought. good for business. Render unto God that which is God's. We give God our prayers. We give Jesus our hopes, our fears, our prayers. We bring them all before Him. Render unto Jesus what is Jesus. Our hope that there is heaven, the forgiveness of sins, and a new life, not based on doing works out of fear, but doing works out of joy. Oh, yes. Oh, I dare say, oh, you, yes, if you see Luther, do not ask him. Do not ask him about purgatory. Not this week, I would not. Why? Oh, he is very worked up about purgatory, indulgences. Just a few years ago, we nailed him to the church door. A debate on indulgences. Can forgiveness be bought and sold? I dare say Luther is working his way up into a great stir. Some days he's so passionate. Oh, I want to hear it. And other days he's so passionate. I want to step two steps back. But he faces what he says on the Word of God. Yes, Scripture alone, my friends, he thunders. Scripture alone. And he teaches us from that Scripture. Oh, Luther says, as to these indulgences, oh, those who believe in indulgence will somehow save their souls because of an indulgence letter, they will be eternally damned. Yes, damned in hell. And Luther says, salvation is not found in pieces of paper, hope, seal, or not. Forgiveness is found alone in Jesus Christ. He is our priest. He is our sacrifice. And he made it on behalf of all. St. John, just this week in church, we heard Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for all our sins. And not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. For Jew and Gentile, German, and some French. In Jesus' sacrifice is full forgiveness. Forgiveness that is richly poured out upon us if we honestly confess our sins and receive God's words of forgiveness and holy absolution. Dr. Luther, he teaches us, yes, he teaches us that any truly repentant Christian has the full forgiveness of sins. No further penalty, no more guilt or that sin. We have that forgiveness without an indulgence letter. No pope, no priest, no cardinal, no bishop can hold the repentant sinner hostage. Oh, Luther started a stir with Rome, he has. I mean, he has come up and he doesn't know it. It's as though he snuck up on the Pope and knocked his hat right off, he did. Oh, a hornet's nest I think he's hit, and I fear that we might be the ones to be stung. We need to be careful. Those people in Rome, the Holy Roman Emperor, he talks as if he might want to come and take our Luther. But worse yet, take his teaching built on Scripture, built on grace, built on the Word of God and those alone. Oh, Luther tells us, too many people have come to trust in just pieces of paper upon which mere men scribble out indulgences. They trust that more than the inscribed Word of God. Your names, Luther tells us, your names, my name, are inscribed in the very hand of God. Oh, these times, they are different. These times, it's as though some new champion has come to fight. And this champion says, of your faith should not be cold and distant. Your faith should be alive. Your faith should well up within you. to be alive and growing. Luther says, if there's a piece of paper to trust in, he said, come by my bakery. Come by my bakery and I will give you, or my church and my office, and I will give you a piece of paper. Oh, I keep it under my bed. Simple piece of paper it is. And on it is written the day of my baptism. If we should trust, if we're going to trust in the things of God, we should trust in His promises made in baptism. You see, in baptism, baptism is like making my bread. You see, if I use water, the water by itself will do nothing. But the water mixed with yeast and flour begins to come to life. It does. Well, baptism, Luther has said in his book he's writing, it's called the Catechism. It is a new one, it is. And he is teaching us that water is just water is just water and no baptism. Without the Word of God, it is nothing. But with the Word of God, your baptism is a bringing you to the very throne room of God, where your sins are washed away, where you come into a relationship of forgiveness. Your baptism brings you into the very family of God. If there's a piece of paper to trust, if there's a piece of paper to hang on to, it is that one. Well, as to this bread, my wife says if I talk less and work more, I get more bread. What does she know? Just a woman. Well, as I work this bread dough, I'm reminded that the bread dough without the yeast does nothing. Luther said, Jesus had written down, the Apostle Paul had written down, that our faith should be living and growing. But our faith will not grow unless it is worked, needed, pressed down, at times rolled and pounded, flat it must be. But there, the yeast and the ingredients begin to work, and it grows and grows to become one of my lovely loaves, which are for sale. Special prices for those here for All Saints Day. It says that little yeast works through your whole life. The yeast of salvation, the yeast that is faith in God, the yeast that trusts in grace alone, that will come upon you, not because of anything you have done, but because of all that the Holy Spirit has done. And it will grow within you. Grow! Yes! It will grow within you and your life will be different. Yes. Now the yeast is just like that. Yeast and water in baptism. Oh, I cherish that piece of paper. It has brought me into a relationship with God. Well, these are strange days. I have learned so much from Luther. The Word of God, by Scripture alone, he says, by grace alone, not by works. By faith alone. Faith not born of man's decision, man's pleading with God, but with God's desire to create a living faith within us. Do you know what's happening? Have you been over by the river? Over by the river, they have had this man, his name is Tetzel, it is. Tetzel, this big, fat, this man, monk he is, and he is over there beating the drum, and he has people playing the bugle. Sounds like a rooster to me. Caught his neck in the, soon to be the dead rooster. But there he is, and he is selling indulgences. And he has said that if you buy this piece of paper with one coin, two coins for some, but if you buy this coin as soon as the coin falls into the chest, oh, a loved one from purgatory springs to heavenly rest. And the people say, this is wonderful. No confession necessary, no penance needed, and you will share in all the masses from now till doomsday at St. Peter's. They're building in Rome. But the thing is, our prince, how many of you saw Prince Frederick? Prince Frederick! He has the largest collection of relics outside Rome. So many, I know that's why some of you have been here, because you've seen them, haven't you, man? You have been there, you have prayed, you've been on your knees. 2 million years off your time in purgatory, if you were to be and say a prayer and make an offering before each one. 2 million years, that would nearly even save him. Oh, the prince said, we are not letting good German gold cross that river. German gold belongs on German soil. If they want to see relics, they can come to the castle. And Luther says they need not even go to the castle. They need only listen and study God's word where it is purely and rightly preached. Well, Luther's not here. There's something I do need to confess. I hadn't been listening to Luther much, but I had heard the beating of the drum. And I did go across the river for my mother. It was not for me, for my mother. I bought one of those indulgences. But now Luther has taught me. It may be of no value at all. A mere paper of pen. You know, sometimes, this isn't sometimes, Jesus told Peter, follow me and I will make you and you, and you, and you, and you, fishers of men. You will fish, and you will gather in a wealth of men. But did you know that Satan, that old crafty foe, that Satan, he goes fishing too. He does not fish for a wealth, the wealth of men, or a wealth of anything in this world. He fishes for a wealth of souls to take with him to his dominion and demise. We are taught to be fishers of men. Bring in the wealth of men, not the money, but the large catch, the large catch of people, that they might hear the good news of the gospel, and in that hearing be saved. The other day, Luther, he stopped by my shop, and I asked him this question. What could it hurt if I just believe a little bit of superstitions? What could it hurt if I only have a little bit of my thinking and my reasoning in my faith? What could a little hurt? What could a little superstition hurt? What could a little wrong teaching of the church hurt? And Luther, he looked at me, and he picked up my broom, and he began to sweep. He began to sweep up where the dirt tracks in from the street, the gray dirt of Wittenberg, and the brown of the horses, mules, and cows. And he swept up where the cat lies with their hair, and where the mice come to get the kernels of bread. And he swept up the dirt and the cow manure and the cat hair and mouse droppings. He held it in a dustpan, he did. And then he said to me, what could it hurt? What could a little teaching, misteaching, a little superstition, what could it hurt? And you know what Luther did? He poured the whole mess into my strudel! My strudel! And he looked at me and said, what could it hurt? We have a sale on streusel today. What could it hurt? Well, my friends, I know not what others will choose. Some will trust in horses. Others trust in chariot. Others trust in misteachings of the church. But as for me and my family, we will not trust in this, but in that. We will trust in the Lord Jesus and all He has done. Well, children, it's time for me to go. Been good seeing you. May God keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. May God keep you in your faith of Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, who came, who lived, died, and rose that we might have full forgiveness, and that in that forgiveness the Holy Spirit might create in us a new and living faith.